This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, Super Don's back, and I'm, like, pumped up, man. My crutch, I'm not going to say my pacifier. That would be just, that makes no sense. But Super Don, welcome back here. He went to the beach, not the hot, sunny Florida beach. Apparently, instead of a sunburn, he got windburn, he tells me. And I'm just glad to have you back because, you know, what anything could have gone wrong. It was just like on a tightrope every moment. It's like...
I'll tell you, when I got back yesterday, one of the first things I did was I ran over to YouTube.
Yeah.
And I got the video and I checked out the video and went by the segments and saw how they went. And I was particularly interested to see how you handled the Reiki exorcisms yesterday. And I thought was a very good set. Yes.
Yeah, that was good. I couldn't believe that the Catholic Church or a bishop of the Catholic Church thought about exercising Reiki masters as opposed to the priests that are doing the horrible things that they're doing. But
that's
pretty incredible.
I'm glad everything went well, and I appreciate getting the hall pass so I could,
I wish you could have gone longer, not for my sake but for your sake, of course. That was my always concern, but that you were definitely out of the producer's chair, but not really, because you had set me up so beautifully for the show yesterday. But at least you weren't sitting down the whole time. I don't think.
Yeah, that's true. And I got to see the ocean, which I hadn't been able to do. It's been, it's been like 2 or 3 years, so it was nice. Yeah.
I'm going to see it next week because I'm going to Florida. I've got the big event in Orlando, the International Integrative Holistic Iridology, all that stuff with Dr. Pesek and crew, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday coming up. And I hope to see some of y'all there. I know some of you are going to be coming to it. And then we got a couple of events on the East Coast, Stuart, Florida, on Tuesday the 23rd, I believe, or 23rd. Yeah. And then Wednesday the 24th in Coral Springs. So y'all check it out at robertscottbell.com. And, we'll get there. We'll get there together. Now, did you have the grandkids with you and everything? The little ones running around the beach or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. It was a group trip, which is always cool. But it was so windy. And that's one of the things about the Oregon coast is, if you're used to like a Florida beach or a California
beach. No, it's not like
that. It's not the same. It's not the same. Very windy, but very pretty.
So I just got to ask one question about the grandkids. Any of them small enough where you can strap a thing to them and fly them like a kite when it's really windy?
The youngest, but I probably would not feel comfortable doing that.
No. Well, see, the thing is, when we become teens and adults, we pay to do that. So I'm thinking, hey, free opportunity. And then when they're older,
right? Parasailing. There you go.
So a grand parasailing for your sake. But when we get to do that, it's like people charge you for this stuff, right? So if they can do it for free when they're young, you could say, hey, I already paid for that.
I don't think her mom would appreciate it though. So
Well, but your daughter, anyway. All right, we'll move on anyway. I'm just happy to have you back, as you can tell. And, folks, we're glad to have you all here. RobertScottBell.com if you want to see where we're going today. And we're going to start out with one of those things that one of our former board ops runs and covers his ears frightened every time we have to play this. But apparently Super Don says it's okay. And, therefore, we're going to tell you it's something I might have said one or two times in the past.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a d- but I told you so.
I told you so.
Well, if I told you once, I told you twice. It's like, this is your dad coming out, your inner dad. Kids, I've been telling you, the hepatitis B vaccine is, I can't say the word because I would get, the FCC would not be appreciative of what I really want to say about the hepatitis B vaccine. But now there's science, peer-reviewed literature, validated, independently confirmed, that the hepatitis B vaccine, B, it's only going to be a while before they get the V because they got C, D, E, F, and G. New Hep B vaccine may have adverse implications for brain development and cognition. Now, whose idea was this? That a baby comes out of mommy and immediately, if you're not looking, watching carefully, you're concerned because that baby might slip out of the delivery room and go get a tattoo with a dirty needle at the nearest tattoo parlor, right? Because there's always one adjacent to the delivery room. And the standards are horrible right there because you know they're reusing those needles. So because of that, all infants born in the United States, and perhaps we'll expand that, maybe around the world, a lot of them, immediately, stupidly, their parents say, sure, go ahead, or they don't even know what's going on when they have a baby in a hospital, and they give this Hep B vaccine as if they're going out to have wild tromps about just horrible things. No, this is not what's happening by and large. But what is happening is they're injecting these kids with dangerous, toxic components in no other way to say it. Sacrament in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. How else is it? This is a sacrifice. So this is worse than humans, dogs and cats sleeping together, that kind of thing. This is horrible. They inject them with this stuff, and now we know, not because I say so, but because apparently there have been some serious studies about this. And what they're finding out is just the neurobehavioral development of children being impaired. Neonatal hepatitis B vaccination induced hippocampal neuroinflammation and behavior impairments. Okay, somebody can say, well, that's just in mice. Well, all right, then do we invalidate all mouse studies, Superdon? Because it's only valid when they want it to be valid to promote a drug. But if a mouse study invalidates the reason to give a Hep B
then it's just mice. Then it's, right. Oh, it's mice. That's just a mouse study.
Then the whole basis for experimentation is just, not real, right? So you can't win with these so-called skepducks, vaccine cultists. They won't pay any attention. In fact, you will find that any studies that show there may be a problem with any vaccine, if anybody wants to do more investigation, because that's what happens. You got it. Whoa, this study is interesting. We need to look into this some more. It's how science works, right? It's supposed to work. Then they go, hey, can we get some funding here? This is how they write a grant proposal. This study showed this. We need to investigate if this link is real or not. Funds, even if you're a top-level researcher that has never been turned down for any grant money by government, it will dry up in a snap if you try to propose a study that might find anything not glowing like vaccines are the holy grail. Am I exaggerating? No, that's in this study. This is in this story as well. And you know, the irony here, of course, this study is being conducted. A few of these things have been done in China, of all places. And yes, we've got concerns about what comes out of China. I will acknowledge that, particularly products, contamination, etc. But on planet Earth, one of the countries least beholden to the pharmaceutical industrial complex is China. They could take them or leave them, China. They're like, yeah, all right, whatever. And you know, you've got a billion plus people, and Big Pharma wants in, but they don't have the influence. So in 2015, there was a study that actually showed neonatal vaccination with Hep B modulates showed hippocampal synaptic plasticity in rats, some adverse events in the brains of these rats. And, you know, that should have been a big sign worldwide as it was published in the peer-reviewed literature. But not to be outdone, they say, okay, maybe this is just one thing. Let's look at this again. There's a second study. A thorough study of the hepatitis B vaccine's impact on the brain of mice. And they did versus a control group who received a true saline placebo, something that our American counterparts in the scientific realm when it comes to vaccine studies do not do. Placebo-controlled studies are a no-no, because then you'll find out there is a distinct difference between what happens when a vaccine is injected versus sterile saline, okay? Saline placebo. and that is the gold standard. And it showed that neonatal hepatitis B vaccination impaired the behavior and neurogenesis of mice transiently in early adulthood. So we're talking about brain development from youth to adulthood. Hep B vaccine administered. This is the shocking thing. When I said about taking over the world, pinky in the brain, too late, pinky in the brain. You're way late. The pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex has already done it. 70% of the kids on planet Earth, apparently, this is what this says, the hepatitis B vaccine administered to 70% of all neonates worldwide. And they didn't know whether it impacted brain development. 70% of all neonates on planet Earth, according to this. I was shocked. Because I thought only Americans could be this stupid. Hey, I'm an American. I could say that. Would just say, hey, sure, inject my child because he or she's born in a hospital. So, quote, this work reveals for the first time that the early HBV vaccination induces impairments in brain behavior and hippocampal neurogenesis. The work provides innovative data supporting the long-suspected potential association of HBV, hepatitis B vaccine, with certain neuropsychiatric disorders such as autism and multiple sclerosis. Not to be outdone, those are two studies, 15 and 16 now, 2018. What do we find? They look to confirm what they had previously discovered. They're like, I'm not just taking this on face value. Let's go deeper. They observed what they call the positive correlation in the level of IL-4 in the periphery, and that in the hippocampus, a series of experiments were carried out to examine the effects of neonatal IL-4 overexpression on the brain. Eventually, the present study provides direct evidence, by means of neutralization of IL-4, supporting that IL-4 mediates a delayed neurobehavioral impairment induced by neonatal hepatitis B vaccination that involves downregulation of the IL-4 receptor in the hippocampus. I know this is high tech, this is technical, it's mucking through the details, but you got to understand, these are the things that they do to find out there are pathways that can explain why this happens. That it happens. How it happens. Maybe not why, but how. And so this HBV vaccine is very serious in terms of neonatal development into young adulthood, right through the impact and the impairment. It's a very real risk. But they're only concerned about your infants escaping the delivery room and getting a tattoo with a dirty needle. Okay, you can only argue in one small case. If you've got a child being born to someone who has an active hepatitis B infection. But what is that even anyway? Liver inflammation. How has this gotten? Behavioral scenarios. I may talk about it today. We got questions of the day coming up. But I just lay it out. It's an I told you so. Three different peer-reviewed studies out of China that have not been refuted. I don't know how they can, except to now just kick China out of planet Earth. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
So you all watching on YouTube at a bonus, my buddy Paul Bertero just snuck in. And I didn't have my setup for two microphones where I keep him here, but he's actually got to go out with his wife and his son. They got stuff to do. Like I got stuff. It's a radio show. It's time to do some more radio. Now, on the Hep B thing, there's so much more. And I just wanted to focus on those three studies just because there's so much more. And y'all watching, I know you know it. It's just, you know, when we talk about those that are just so reluctant to believe the possibility that any vaccine could be anything but manna from heaven, I know it's hard to reach them, and I'm not saying we're going to reach them, but when you know, use their own peer-reviewed literature against them, it's kind of fun to make them squirm just a little bit, just a little bit, because what's not fun are these children being harmed, devastated by these toxic injections, and that's not fun. And so if we can have a little bit of fun at their expense, it's just a way to lighten it up for us, because, you know, these are dark, deep, and serious topics. And if I kept it all serious the whole time, I would be depressed, and I wouldn't want to do this show either. And Super Don wouldn't want to show up for work either. I mean, we got to find a way to keep it light, right?
It would be all me, right?
Yeah, all you, baby, all the time. Well, they survived the Saturday show, don't you? They do okay?
I think so.
All right.
As far as I know. Yeah. I didn't leave them hanging either. I threw some ideas.
You're amazing.
At them stuff.
So. You are so amazing. Mr. Responsible there, Super Don. All right, well, let's shine the spotlight out there on you all who occasionally have questions for we all.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, it's
that time of the day again. Questions. Questions of the day. What is our first one? Looks like it's coming from Barbara. Barbara, I just watched your informative presentation on the Truth About Cancer series. That's right. I think episode 7. By the way, Paul Barataro's featured in that as well, talking about the molecular hydrogen, the echo water. But the Truth About Cancer Global Quest relaunched for the first time in like 2 years or so. Episode 7 tonight, right after this broadcast. So, being new, Barbara, we're going to give you leeway to this question. She asked, where can we purchase supplements made from whole foods? Of the three essential minerals you mentioned, selenium, GTF chromium, and silica. You know, the horsetail extract, we talk about the tea made into a tablet, so it's a food for the body. And it's very simple. It's choosetobehealthy.com. It's the easiest way to get it all because, you know, the things we talk about, things that our buddy Chris Barnatadoc talks about, that's where we get it. Choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. Also, what are the best natural whole food sources for these minerals and daily preventive doses? Many thanks. Well, yeah, here's the problem. The soils have been depleted to such a degree that, you know, if we say Brazil nuts, great source of selenium, they have fractional amounts of selenium that they once had, by and large. And to get the kind of therapeutic levels of supplemental whole food form selenium, you would have to eat more Brazil nuts than would be advisable. So that's not a viable option. So growing the selenium into a matrix that allows it to be absorbed and utilized as food allows us to take the, not just 50 micrograms, that's the tablet size, but 200, 400, 600, 800, however much we need to counteract a lot of the stuff going on from a toxicological burden on our liver, on every cell in our body, to protect the brain, the heart, every cell in our body. And, of course, the silicon, protecting the connective tissue, protecting once again, protecting the brain, the nervous system. And supercharging all of those minerals by drinking some hydrogen water, which I don't know if I talked about in that episode of Truth About Cancer, Barbara. So if you want to check that out, robertswater.com, and you can download the free ebook. And we've included some information in that in Unlock the Power to Heal, but you can get a concentrated dose, so to speak, of the scientific validation for why molecular hydrogen is so amazing. And in fact, was it last Thursday we did, or a Friday show, an hour where we pre-recorded, and I think there was a whole sequence of things from Sayer G and Greenman Info on molecular hydrogen.
Yeah, and we just scratched the tip of the iceberg on what you will find over at GreenMedInfo, because I am not exaggerating. There must have been at least 25 different studies that he cited on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's loads of good information in that regard. There's a reason why we talk 100% whole food supplementation, why we're not fans of synthetic nutrients. It's hard to say that. We talk about like vitamin C being vitamin C-motherapy, because real vitamin C is not ascorbic acid. Sorry for all of y'all are under that impression. Even ascorbates, not the same thing. It's not to say that they don't have some benefit, but it's spotty. Honestly, it is. And you have to give gram dosages of that stuff. And we can do micrograms of selenium and do better than grams of that stuff. So, folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. If you go to robertscottbell.com right now, you'll see all the links, things we're going to be talking about. We've got some great, great stories to line up to talk about with Dr. Rasha Bittar, including the rash of polio-like illnesses are around the country now. It's growing. It's not just one area. How are they relating to which vaccine? We'll see.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barataro. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You have-
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to Saudi Arabia to meet with the king to discuss the fate of the Washington Post journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. President Trump was asked about this as well on Monday.
The king firmly denied any knowledge of it. He didn't really know. Maybe, I don't want to get into his mind, but it sounded to me like maybe these could have been rogue killers. Who knows? We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
On Monday, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump toured parts of Florida and Georgia to get a look at the damage sustained from Hurricane Michael firsthand. And finally, Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, died Monday from complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, his family said in a statement. He was 65 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Where does it take us today? Well, it's live on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We're glad to be here with you. And RobertChavelle.com. Upcoming events are in the show notes. Again, this coming weekend in Orlando area, and then heading to Stuart, Florida on Tuesday for Peggy's Natural Foods. 23rd of October, 24th of October in Coral Springs, Florida, at Toonies. I may have to stop in and see my good buddy Richard Pearl. That could be interesting. Richard, you know what? We might have to tomorrow talk about the Pocahontas thing.
on the air? Because I really wanted to do it tonight. But,
oh, gee. Yeah. The Elizabeth Warren.
Dude, it's just
I saw that on Drudge this morning. Yeah.
It's the genetic gift that keeps on giving. Wow. And they think Trump owes her anything? $1 million bucks.
I have to go back. Yeah, I got to go back and because I remember when he first did that whole thing about you know, if you can prove it, yada yada. I'll have to go back and see that. But
you should see the Native Americans on Twitter responding to this claim that she's Native American based on the percentage of DNA. And we'll get into that because I think some of her ancestors or one of her ancestors was part of the Trail of Tears. And I don't mean one of the Indians. I'm talking one of. Yeah. So there's some embarrassing stuff.
I mean, by that standard, everybody's can claim to be pretty much anything because there are very many people that are 100% anything.
Right? Nobody is. And, you know, to your point. Most Americans will have more so-called Native American DNA, if it's even true, than Elizabeth Warren. So she's got less than most Americans. European Americans, interesting. Anyway, we'll get into that. I'm telling you, man, she stepped in it. And it's. I'm sorry, it's funny. It's not funny for some people, but we're just going to have to yuck it up tomorrow on the air with that. Maybe we'll get Richard Pearl with us on that. So we did have another question of the day. And, again, thank you to all our new listeners who are first-time viewers of the Truth About Cancer series. And Ty Bollinger will be with us, as he always is, Wednesday when we go outside the box. But he's done an Asian tour, and that'll be coming out next year. They've been previewing that. But Episode 7 after the show today. Now, I was featured in it, and, of course, I focus on 100% whole food nutrients. It's an important, critical, it's like everything, really. If you think about it, if you're deficient in minerals and you try to put them in the wrong form, you're not going to be proficient in minerals. It's just not going to happen that way. So our second question of the day is coming from Barbara, I believe. Yes, Barbara. Did I do Barbara's? No, this is from Sandra. I apologize. There's so many coming in right now. I just saw your conversation on the TTAC a docuseries. Very inspiring. My boyfriend, 58 years old, was recently diagnosed with multiple myeloma. 2 weeks ago, he had surgery to stabilize a collapsed vertebrae, and he's scheduled to start chemo again in a few weeks. I'm trying to persuade him not to go to get it, but to find alternative options, and would like to know what homeopathic treatment protocol or remedies would you recommend? Thank you for any guidance or any suggestions you can give me. Keep up this work. We've been at this work for a long time, Super D, and it's still not long enough because there's still people subjecting themselves to the disaster that is modern allopathic monopoly medicine oncology. You know, as evidenced by this guy who's been on chemo and now he's got a collapsed vertebrae and it hasn't cured whatever they were going after. I don't know if it was multiple myeloma originally or not. But the devastating impact of chemo is that, like any toxic poison from a subtle level to a powerful level, it's going to displace key elements in your body that are designed to keep you functional. And it's structural, right? And we talk about structure with the collapse of a vertebrae. We're like, what the heck's going on here? Now, there's a lot of issue with multiple myeloma in the bone marrow. That's what they say the source of this is. It's a plasma issue. And you're not producing what you should be producing. It's gone deep in to the bones. It tells me, of course, that there were mineral deficiencies long before they were ever identified. In fact, likely the oncologist didn't identify even one mineral deficiency. Among all of them, not even one, did the oncologist, Sandra, in your boyfriend's case, talk about selenium, talk about chromium. The fact that cancer, obligate glucose metabolizer, loves sugar. If you don't have adequate chromium, that sugar is going to be freely and widely available to cancer cells. And in the case of a collapsed vertebrae, I mean, how obvious does it need to be that silicon is deficient? Silica is just being robbed from this boy's body. Devastatingly so, to the point where a collapse of part of the skeletal system. I mean, honestly, it's hurting me as I'm talking about this, because this is like another one of those tragedies where you're like, why? Why does this have to happen? Come on, really? And then I have to step back and try to get that 360 overview that we hopefully all strive for and say, you know what? He's been given free will. I've been given free will. We're given the free will to screw up royally, for lack of a better way to say it. To not know this stuff, either in ignorance or arrogance, to violate the laws of nature, the laws of creation. And of course, how do we pay the piper? In many ways, it's the body. The body that has tried to communicate with us to say, hey, you're doing it wrong. You're feeding it wrong, right? You're not detoxing the stuff we got in here. Hey, lady. I can hear Jerry Lewis in his youth.
Point. Yes.
And you know, your cells are screaming out and you go to, because you got the best insurance or any medical insurance. It covers things and you think, gosh, you know, if I had to pay for the homeopathic treatment, I'm not going to get it because I have to pay for it. So you go to the allopathic treatment, which poisons you further because it's covered. Because they've created a monopoly for coverage, money, monetary coverage of the fees that are not paying for your doctor by and large, but for paying the bureaucracy in between. And then this guy is now at a point where his girlfriend watches, if I'm reading this right, the truth about cancer and says, oh my gosh, my boyfriend is killing himself with these treatments. I don't want him to go that way. But you can't convince him. You can't force him. And I've said this so many times over the years, all you can do is love him. Hopefully you can guide him to a better way, but I don't know that he's ready to do that. It's all so scary because, my gosh, things are really going rotten right now, according to what medicine's telling him. Despite the fact that they caused a lot of the rotten. So when you're in for a penny, you're in for a pound, so to speak, there's a certain point where you don't want to pull back and go, you know what, I'm just going to keep on going. Because I've already gone this far. I'm not going to pull out now, even though I know it's a mistake. It's not a great idea, but this is, again, human nature. It happens all too often. So what would I do? Of course, what I talked about in The Truth About Cancer, selenium, 1,000, 1,200 micrograms a day, 100% whole food, not the synthetic variety, not the isolates. We talked about where to get it last segment. The chromium, 100 micrograms, 4 times a day to mitigate whatever energies that need to be transported safely in and out of your healthy cells to keep them away from the cancer cells. Of course, both the selenium and the chromium will also help the liver to detoxify whatever poisons that have been preceding this, including the chemo that the doctors added into the mix. And then the silicon for connective tissue. They're destroying the connective tissue. The bones themselves are obviously collapsing, as evidenced by what was said here. Now, if you could go to someone like a Dr. Batar, do some advanced medicine. If you can, go to someone like Dr. Tony Jimenez. Got clinics in Tijuana and I believe in Cancun. I mean, I'm just trying to give you some options. But this is a tough one. This is a rough one. You know, you pray together. You open your heart to the divine guidance. This is not me telling you what to do, just giving you options so that you can make fully informed decisions, or that he can. But again, my heart goes out to you or your boyfriend in this regard. And I don't ever want to say it's too late. But it's only too late when you shut your mind to the options that you're trying to, well, somebody up there, in there, wherever you say, is trying to guide you to. But he has the ultimate choice, and whatever choice he makes, just love him and support him with everything you got, right? Because we're not all here forever. Although I believe absolutely that life goes on beyond this physical shell, the reality is we try to preserve it while we are here. And I think that's an important task, and God bless you, Sandra, for asking the question. Homeopathics, yes, you can do homeopathic as well, but I don't have time to go into that. Seek out a homeopathic doctor in your area. I'm not your doctor, so to speak, right? He's not my patient, but give him some of these insights. Read Unlock the Power to Heal. The minerals, we discussed them there. There are other minerals. The molecular hydrogen, the water we talk about, hydrating the cells, hydrogen, supercharging the minerals and everything else that we want to do. All right, we got something else to do. See if I could squeeze it in here real quick.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
All right, this is coming from Nathan. He says, I came across a pretty disappointing article today. Head of military school fired for using marijuana extract to beat cancer. He wasn't getting high. He was using cannabis or a CBD, cannabidiol, to treat his cancer, and he was fired. Nathan says, I get that the armed forces don't have a choice when it comes to enforcement of the politician's will on their members, but this guy was a civilian employee. Big Pharma wins again. I hope he is successful in his fight with cancer as well as the wrongful termination over a legal substance. I stopped taking CBD over fears of reprisal, Nathan says. My dog takes it for seizures. But once the supply runs out, I'm stuck since I'm stationed overseas and I cannot obtain it locally. Now, remember, the U.S. military doesn't necessarily answer to Congress, but to international treaties. This is the irony here. Because the military could go, you know what? This is stupid. Our people need CBD for cancer or other things. They could. How do I know? Well, NASA. NASA says the FDA can pound sand. How do I know that? Up in the International Space Station, for those of you who believe it's actually up there. I do in low Earth orbit. That's different than going out and about. Okay, that's a different story. Super Don doesn't want to go there today. That's okay, we won't. But the space station, all these years, the Russian side was using a water purification system that was different than the American side. The American side used chemical purification, and the U.S. astronauts kept going over to the Russian side saying, can we drink your water? It's way better. Ours tastes foul and nasty and chemically. And guess what was the difference? American side chemicals, Russian side silver. Using silver to purify the water on the space station. NASA says, hey, can we do that? Well, the FDA doesn't say we could, but hey, the FDA has no jurisdiction in space. How about somebody at the Pentagon saying, you know what? The FDA and the DEA have no jurisdiction at the Pentagon. How about the Pentagon nullifying the international treaties against the use of a plant that God created? Well, I know why, because a lot of those folks, like doctors, are godless atheists. And they wouldn't allow for someone to heal with the plants of creation. Tell me where I'm wrong. Go ahead, call me. Write me, robertscottbell.com. We got more to do after this about tattoos.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report. Absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of Nutramedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing Nutramed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Way to sneak in a Van Halen song. Superdon. Yeah. You're back. You're really back. All the way in, man. So we got a tattoo crossfade. Why, pray tell, would we be talking to... I mean, it's not our big topic on the Robert Scott Bell Show, tattoos.
No, it's because while I was at the beach, I got a tattoo. No, I did not. I did.
I think your grandkids were like, Grandpa's getting a tattoo now.
Hey! No, so listen, I mean, we talk about a lot of the crazy stuff that goes on, especially during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, with the pink washing, right? You know, where we've seen companies that have products that, you know, are not good for you, but they make it pink, and then suddenly, oh, well, I need to eat that Kentucky Fried Chicken in the pink bucket if I want to support, breast cancer awareness, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there's a local tattoo parlor in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
That has decided it wants to support breast cancer awareness. I think what we need to do, though, is we need to remove the word awareness. Because I think that what they want to do is support breast cancer. Because they are offering $50 tattoos for people in the the community, and all of the proceeds from these $50 tattoos, which happen to be for the most of them, I believe they're like pink ribbon tattoos.
Right.
They're
going
to donate that to a local cancer charity.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Here, some people would probably look at that and go, I don't understand why you're being so uptight, right? I mean, you know, they're wanting to help people with breast cancer. Well, from my understanding, and I went and Googled some of this here because I wanted to just verify the fact and look at the science myself, that tattoos are full of heavy metals and in the long run can very easily cause cancer.
Yeah.
Well, if I think about it, I'm trying to, you know, think of analogies. What would this be like, right? Here you got tattoo parlors raising money for breast cancer patients.
I'll give you a perfect example. Okay. I once went to a Subway sandwich restaurant, you know, Subway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they had a sign up in the window where they were selling cookies for a diabetes charity.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookies. For diabetes. I look at that, and I was like, no, really?
What? Maybe it's like this. Can you imagine a mammography clinic? A mammography clinic, right? Ionizing radiation for breast tissue. You know, selling mammographies for certain, for cheap to raise money for tattoo cancer.
Oh.
I mean,
well, I guess that would be taking it to the next level, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you've got one thing that causes cancer. Come on, get one of these to raise money for another thing that causes cancer. Well, I mean, they always say it's awareness. And, you know, if you're raising money for breast cancer patients, what are they going to do with the money? If they're going to spend it on chemo, it's kind of like, you know, I'm not going to give money to that homeless person because he or she's probably going to buy drugs with it. Right? That, you know, that kind of concept. What you're doing in this context and concept is you're giving money to people who are going to use it to buy drugs. Chemo. Right? Surgery. And, you know, do you have a moral obligation to support a form of torture for women and or men as opposed to something that would raise money for, let's say, organic, clean, non-GMO foods? Selenium supplementation, like we talk about here? Echo water systems that will actually purify and cleanse the tissues of the body, or even raise money for like mini trampolines, like those personal bouncers, so you could actually get lymphatic movement again.
Right.
Far be it from me to say raising money for charities is bad, but I mean, I really care about where the money is going.
Well, and listen, I mean, I looked into this charity, and the charity, what they do is they actually help breast cancer patients with, like, financial assistance while they're going through the breast cancer process. But again, you know, it's like, you know, you guys, tattoos, you know, I mean, there are probably some other things that could be done here that would not be so ironic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't help them. I mean, listen, if you're going to go that way, we're here for you when you're ready. It's just like I said with the woman that wants to help her boyfriend. I mean, I want you to help them too. But again, bottom line, love these people no matter what their choice is. Don't waste your energy trying to convince people of something they're not wanting to be convinced of, because that will be harmful to you and not helpful to them at all. So be wise about this, folks. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar. By the way, the missing link also available from JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. Check it out. And our friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com, RSB15, gets you 15% off with every purchase, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call this toll-free number right now, 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the collection process right now by calling 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. When you call the tax support group, you'll get free information on how you can reduce your back taxes, including penalties and interest. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the free call that could help you end the worry today. 800-511-2084. That's 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084. 800-511-2084.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.